This is KYUK News, public radio for the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. I'm Anna Rose MacArthur. A dozen spectators came to watch the show at Bethel City Hall last night, and they went home disappointed. The Bethel City Council met for an ethics hearing regarding two complaints and made no findings. Discussion for the first complaint lasted 3 hours behind closed doors. When the public was let back in for the second complaint, Vice Mayor Raymond Thor Williams surprised everyone.
I have moved my complaint from 1903. There is no more complaint. Is there a motion to adjourn?
Do I not have an opportunity? I was called here to address that. I have no.
Nope. Have a nice evening.
Vice Mayor Williams had originally filed an ethics complaint against council members Leif Albertson and Mitchell Forbes. It was about a previous complaint Albertson had filed. Williams had claimed Albertson had a discussion with Forbes outside of the formal ethics hearing and that was against the rules.
Can I ask you why you withdrew your complaint?
For the betterment of council.
Can you be more specific?
It's better to move forward and not allow a flawed process to continue.
Councilmember Leif Albertson had another idea why the complaint was withdrawn.
I mean, I think that was retaliatory based on other things that were going on.
This would have been the third ethics complaint a council member has filed in recent months. The first two resulted in no findings, no guilty parties. That means council members can't talk about those complaints at all. But council member Leif Albertson says if Vice Mayor Williams hadn't withdrawn his complaint, they might have had to talk about the first two.
And so when we start going down the road of investigating one of them and they reference the other one, I think that might have had something to do with why I went away.
If there's one thing council members agree on, it's that the way the Bethel Municipal Code is written didn't help. Here's council member Perry Barr.
It's very open to interpretation, and it allows council members to lob snowballs at one another.
Barr worries about how the council's quarrels could affect civic engagement.
If they look at the antics of the Bethel City Council, who would want to be on the city council?
Despite the way they got there, Barr says, in his opinion, the city council achieved the right result last night. He agreed with the outcome, which was no findings in the ethics hearings. And in environmental economic news, there have not been any public protests against the proposed Donlin gold mine in the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta since last summer. But one tribe broke the silence with a resolution opposing the mine this month. From Alaska's Energy Desk, Christy Schallenberger reports.
Quinnahock's Native Tribal Council all agree. The Donlin gold mine should not exist. For one, the council's president, Darren Cleveland, worries that the mine will compel more people to leave Quinnahock.
You have, instead of a slow trickle, people moving out, we might have all of a sudden a group of people just moving, and it would be like a culture shock for our families.
Cleveland says the younger men might leave, and it would be on the women and elders to hunt and fish for their families. Quinnahock is pretty far away from the mine site, which sits near a tributary of the Kuskokwim River, hundreds of miles away. The village is on the coast, closer to the mouth of the river near the Kuskokwim Bay. Which brings us to another concern. A big mining accident could contaminate the village's main food source. And Quinnahock does not want that. Village residents depend on the river's rich array of salmon species for food.
That could be devastating for our way of life that has always been. And we don't want to add on risks.
Cleveland says the heat wave that killed salmon in the Kuskokwim is an example of risks they are already facing. Finally, there's also the fact that Quinnahock doesn't want any mining near its village. So the resolution is supposed to show support to tribes closer to the mine who have passed resolutions against it.
We feel that if we have mining here, in our area, we'd want the support of other tribes to help us out that we are against it.
Donlin Gold did not respond to requests for comment by broadcast time, but the company has said repeatedly that it plans to build the mine as safely as possible. For Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Christy Schallenberger in Bethel.
Meanwhile, Quinnahock passed two other resolutions protesting the liquor license transfer to the Alaska Commercial Company and a proposed marijuana dispensary, both in Bethel. Lastly, in political news, Governor Mike Dunleavy is weighing whether to sign a bill he received on Wednesday that would provide a $1,600 permanent fund dividend this year. If Dunleavy vetoes that amount, Alaskans could receive dividends later than normal this year. In a statement, Dunleavy said he isn't planning to call the legislature back into a third special session immediately. If he vetoes the PFD funding in the bill, the legislature would need to meet again to ensure PFDs get out this year. Dunleavy has until August 30th to sign the bill or veto all or parts of it. Historically, the State Department of Revenue needed to know the PFD amount by August 31st in order to issue dividends in the first week of October. If Dunleavy vetoes the PFD amount in the bill, he can't call the legislature back into a special session in time for dividends to go out on a normal schedule. That's because state law requires the governor to provide 30 days notice for a special session. The legislature could call itself into a special session at any time. State law allows dividends to be sent as late as December 31st. Dunleavy prefers a full dividend under the formula set in a 1982 state law, which would be roughly $3,000, but House and Senate passed a smaller amount. They say they wanted to stay within a limit on spending from permanent fund earnings set in a law enacted last year. The bill that would fund the dividend also would reverse most of Dunleavy's line item vetoes. This is KYUK News. I'm Anna Rose MacArthur. Thanks for listening. Please send your news tips to news@kyuk.org and stay tuned for the news in Yukdun coming up.